Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Did you know that there is one energy center in your body that is responsible for your most authentic life? It is known as the throat chakra. So it's the energy center right in our throat. And this is obviously about expression and being my true self. But what I love about this center is that if you're kind of complaining that your life is not panning out the way that you want it to be, it doesn't feel as authentic, it doesn't feel true, it doesn't feel real to who I really am, it's coming from the throat center. So I love these centers because when you focus on one of them and you're like, you know what, like this, I'm just going to kind of work on opening and healing and expressing this one, it really allows your energy to start to flow. And when your energy is flowing well, your life is a better representation of what you truly want. And the throat to me is like, gives you the most bang for your buck. Because when this center is flowing, everything feels like, cool, yeah, like that feels just like me. Like, have you ever like walked into your room or in your house and you're like, why does this house or this room, it doesn't feel like it's me, it doesn't represent me? That is what the throat chakra does, but for our life. So I wanted to have a conversation about throat centers and how they can get blocked and how you can unblock them so that you can live more into your true self. And if you attracted this episode, I really feel like it's because something wants to be expressed through you, whether it is who you truly are, whether it is some sort of writing or some sort of speaking, whatever that may be, but something is like ready to come out. And it's so bad when we like push that down that it doesn't, you know, it can actually cause problems in our body, it can cause disease. So we really want this energy to flow. So if you're here, you're meant to be here. And let's get into our five messages for today. Message number one. When we think about expressing ourselves, typically if we're new to it, we're thinking, oh my gosh, expression is scary. Putting myself out there is scary. But the truth is it's actually a ton of fun and life is great when I'm expressing myself. So you want to move into that place. Like, why are we looking at this lie about it being scary? Like, yeah, sure, it's going to feel a little uncomfortable, especially if it's something new. But I don't want you to think about the beginning part of expressing yourself. Like, think about that you're already an expressed person. Like, you live an expressed life. You are flowing and saying what you want to say and being who you want to be, and you're fully expressing yourself. That is a fun life. So this idea of it is scary to put myself out there, it is scary, that's just like a moment in time. Yes, it'll be scary maybe the first few times or at the beginning, but your full life being expressed is a ton of fun. So we want to focus more on the joy of being an expressed person, the joy of being fully expressed, expressing myself, sharing what I want to share. There's a lot more joy than there is fear or bad things that are going to happen. So that's the first thing that unblocks the throat. It's like because the throat is about truth. And when we're on this idea that it's scary, that it's like going to kill me, that is untrue. So that is actually what makes the center blocked. But when I'm in my truth, which is it is fun and it is joyful to be expressive, then it starts to crack open. Does that make sense? It's kind of like the key to unlocking the throat is to be honest, is to be truthful. And the first person we want to be honest with is ourselves. So the honest truth is that you're going to have a ton of fun when you're an expressed person. Your life is going to be fun and joyful when you are expressing yourself. So that is actually what unlocks. So we want to focus more on the joy of it, what it's going to look like long term, what it looks like when you are that person, when you finally identify as a person who is fully expressed, who expresses myself, who is my true self, who is my authentic self. When you start to identify as that, it's actually a lot of fun. And the scared part is just a few times in the beginning and when it's a little awkward, but that ultimately goes away. That does not keep on going forever and ever. You just have to get over that hump. Message number two, when I was looking at the audience and I was kind of like scanning you guys, your throat centers, I saw some of us had like a split center. So the left was a little turned off and then the right was more open. So the right side of our body represents the masculine and it represents, you know, the patriarchy, the things that are valued by the masculine. And of course, the masculine is important, but it's not like the whole truth. And then the left side represents the feminine, which are more of our, you know, feminine driven gifts, that kind of stuff. And it almost looked like a lot of you were comfortable with the masculine way of expression, which is a little bit more value driven. Like if you even think about, let's say a podcast episode, it's like, I'm going to give you 5 tips on how to unlock your throat chakra. That is very valued by, of course, the algorithm, but just like the masculine structures of life. Then the left side, which is feminine, is a little bit more storytelling. It might be more of like a weaving of a story rather than like this linear 5 steps. And sometimes that side is not as honored. You know, it's like we don't see the value in it or we're embarrassed about it. We don't see the results in sharing that way or speaking that way. And since, you know, those of us who listen and who are watching these episodes, we're typically high achievers and we like want our dreams to come true, we want to do the things that are going to give us a return. And if we think about the feminine ways of expressing, we're scared that that won't be returned for us, or we don't understand like why that will be returned. And this message is really about digging into these more feminine ways of expression. And the one that was coming to mind is storytelling. So storytelling is, I'm going to tell you a story about my life that I might be a little bit fearful as to like why that is important. But we know all the biggest speakers in the world like know that stories is like where it's at. It's actually not that, you know, step 5 or whatever way of speaking. It's definitely more of this like weaving and storytelling that really works with people. Obviously, there's an art to storytelling and, you know, we can get a little outside of those stories and go a little too far. But I was just getting in this message overall that to value these more feminine ways of expressing, maybe you're a little bit softer or slower, or maybe there's stories that are trying to come through, or maybe there is not a full conclusion when you finish that story, right? Like this idea that like you're going to tell a story and that it has like a reason for it. Like maybe you don't even know why you want to express yourself. Maybe there is no real reason for doing this stuff. That needs to be embraced in order for this energy to really start to flow. You guys have heard me say it. I do a lot of creative projects that have no purpose to it. Like I don't know where it's going to take me, but it always takes me somewhere. And I don't need a reason to express myself. I don't need a reason to create something. Like it does not have to make me money. If it does, amazing, but that's not the reason why. So it almost looks like if you can release the purpose or the reason to express, like if it's okay for you to go forward and express, even though you don't know what's going to happen afterwards. It is the walking into the unknown, which is why most of us don't move forward and express ourselves, or why most of us don't follow our intuition, is because intuition doesn't really give a guarantee. Like it doesn't tell you exactly what is going to happen. It just tells you where to grow, but it doesn't tell you what is actually going to happen. So this message is about following it anyways, even though there is no reason or no guarantee as to where it's going to take you. This message is also about looking at value. You know, when you express yourself, like not everything has to be valuable. Like it's okay to let go of what's coming through you and letting the world or other people find what they need from it, right? Like sometimes I might share something and be like, I don't even know why I'm sharing this. And I may not know like what the purpose of that, but then people will then tell me like, oh my gosh, that story helped me remember about this story about myself, right? People always see themselves in your stories. That's why we share stories. They're not really like thinking of you in the story. They're thinking of themselves in the story. And kind of letting go and letting the divine energy work through you and knowing that it's not really like your business to know why something is trying to express through you. It's just knowing that it's trying to express and it's trying to come out, and letting the people that interact with your expression, letting them find like why that came through, and like letting them tell you what, like why they needed to see that or read that. And sometimes expression is not about, right, other people. It's often about you. For example, my last book, Soul-Led Living, while I know that it is supportive to so many people and a lot of people got a lot out of it, there's a ton of value in there. It was also this project that like needed to be done before I could move on to other things. It was annoying, but it's like I needed to go through that. I needed to like put it all on paper. I needed to express it, like finish this story that was in my head, needed to go down on paper so that I could move on to other things. It was like actually holding up in a weird way the rest of my life. So that was very much done for me and not necessarily for other people. Although I knew that, of course, when you're this authentic and this real, and when you follow the divine guidance, it is always going to support other people because God is always using us as an expression to then connect with other people. So I knew that that was going to happen, but it wasn't really my business as to how and when and whether it was going to be a bestseller or whatever. I just knew that it needed to move through me. There's a lot of trust in that. So this message is about trusting why something is trying to come through you, not thinking that it has to have a, you know, patriarchy kind of masculine, systematic, value-driven way of being accepted, that it's okay to move more into these like feminine aspects and trusting more of that feminine and using more of your feminine energy to release what's trying to come through. Have you ever felt like there's something inside you that's asking to be shared? A message, a story, a truth? But when you try to put it into words, it never sounds quite right. I hear you, and I know this challenge all too well, and I'd love to help. So I'm hosting a 90-minute intuitive workshop this week called The Messenger Within, Discover What You're Here to Say. In this online and live experience, I'll guide you through meditations, writing prompts, and live channeling to help you remember the message your soul came here to share. If you've been feeling called to speak, write, or create with more clarity and confidence, this is the workshop for you. Join me live for The Messenger Within. Tickets are just $25, and if you can't make it live, you'll have access to the replay. Link to join me is in the description below. I cannot wait to see what wants to come through you. Message number three, I was asking why a lot of us feel blocked when it comes to expressing and to sharing and to like letting, you know, letting that throat center flow. And I was getting that there's a big block when it comes to safety. So our energy flows from the bottom up. Like our first energy center is the root center, which is all the way at the bottom of our spine. And this one is all about safety. It's about our the people we grow up around, our family, money, just like the things that keep us safe, right? Roof over our head type vibes, survival vibes. And I was getting that, unfortunately, like we have to work on our own safety to better express ourselves. So what does that mean? It means like I need to feel that I'm not gonna die if I say something that goes against the tribe I grew up in. So for example, I grew up in Miami in a very Cuban Catholic community. I have a certain group of friends. I've had the same group of friends forever. There's a rhythm in which we live. And if I go outside that rhythm, right? Like let's say they're all professionals and I decide to be an entrepreneur, like that move is gonna feel very, very scary because I grew up in this tribe where like things work a certain way. And if I go outside of that tribe, I'm just going to think that I'm going to die. I'm going to think that I'm not going to be able to survive, that I'm going to be kicked out, which is obviously not true. My friends would never kick me out for, you know, what I believe in or, you know, choosing a different way of making money or whatever. But my body and my animalistic survival tendencies are going to kick in when that happens. So you might want to express something or share something or live a certain way that may go against where you came from, the people you came from. Maybe it goes against your parents. Maybe it goes against your husband, your wife, your family. And if you share this, perhaps you're going to be kicked out of your society, right? Not really necessarily true, but it can definitely feel that way. And I'm not saying that you might not lose people by being more of your authentic self, but of course, and like those people were never your people anyways, if they're not in alignment with your truth, because your truth is to be the divine being that you are. So if you are being outside of that, then those people that are attracted to whatever is outside of your divine being aren't really destined for you. Like you've kind of fabricated those people in your life, and that is not your truth, right? So we want to move more into that divine being anyways and let either our old people change and transform with us, and maybe we're the catalyst to help them move into more of their true selves. And also we're going to meet a whole new tribe and whole new people that are going to support this new way or this true way of being. but it doesn't always feel that way. So that's why we get blocked. Like, it's really this feeling of survival that'll come through that, like, oh my gosh, if I am my true self, if I speak my truth, if I express myself truly, I'm going to be kicked out and I'm not going to be able to live and I'm going to die because I won't have food because I need my tribe to help me be fed, you know? That's really how it feels. But obviously we know that we have, as humans, we have grown beyond that, which is so beautiful that that's not really like how it works anymore, although it may feel that way. So that means we need to go and see our safety and look at our safety and see like what is scaring us. So definitely taking some time to journal and be like, why am I so afraid to share? What do I think is going to happen? Who am I afraid of losing? What am I afraid of losing, right? Like, am I afraid of losing my house, my money, my job, like what it is? And then really asking myself, is that ultimately true? Is it ultimately true that I must lose my house when I express my true self? Like, and really letting yourself get to the depths of getting past that ego and letting the true self come out on that paper and showing you that like none of that is really going to happen. But you're up against that fear. And until we look at that fear, it's going to have a hold on us. One of my favorite practices, especially when I was a young entrepreneur and starting off, was to look at the worst case scenario. So I remember wanting to take a big leap into the work that I did. And I was like, I just want to put everything into this work that I'm doing, even though I don't know if it's really going to, you know, pay my bills. And I don't know if it's really going to support me. I had children at the time. And I was like, you know, am I going to be able to pay for the private schools and all these kind of things if I really move more into this work that I want to do? And I told myself, like, okay, let's go into the worst case scenario. Like, what happens if it doesn't work out? And, you know, what if you hit like rock bottom? What really is rock bottom? I was like, well, rock bottom is like not being able to pay my mortgage, like losing my house, you know, that to me is rock bottom, like not being able to do that. I'm like, okay, so what happens? I was like, okay, well, you end up like in a shelter, you know, which obviously I have family and friends that probably would not be the first step, but like that was the rock bottom. And I was like, okay, you're in a shelter with your kids and you're, you know, like you're having to deal by receiving from the kindness of others, like, you know, the government or something is like paying for your housing and for your food. Like that's where you hit, like that is your rock bottom. And I kind of sat there and I was like, okay, not so scary. Like I'm still alive. My kids are still fed. It might be different, but like we'll be okay, which obviously, you know, and then my logic kicked in, was like, you're never going to get there. But that if that is the worst case scenario, then we can move forward. So I always feel that like we need to look at our fears, especially our fear of survival, like really look at it in the face. And then when you look at it in the face and you kind of see how silly it is, then you can go and make those leaps. And that was a big turning point for me. Like I was able to leap deeper into my expression of talking about spirit guides and metaphysical things that felt so scary at the time. I was able to leap into that because I faced the deepest fear of my ego. And that is actually how I popped the ego, and like the ego just didn't exist anymore there. Obviously my ego still exists and in many different places, but it didn't exist there anymore. And that's how I got over that hump. Message number four, when we're looking to express ourselves, it really looks like we're looking for confidence. Like we're looking to feel confident in this. And I was getting that we're not actually looking for confidence. We are looking for flow. Flow is basically like driving down a street with no traffic lights. You're not speeding necessarily, but like imagine like you're just flowing, or there are traffic lights, but every time you get close to that traffic light, it turns green. Like you kind of just keep going. There's not these constant stops. There's no speed bumps. You're not speeding. You're going at a comfortable pace, but nothing is interrupting you. What interrupts us when we're flowing is our doubt. It's our fear. It's when we get into our head. But when we're in that flow state, we're really in the truth of ourselves. So you want to look for that part of yourself. Like, how do you get there? I can flow with this podcast because I stay in a certain place, right? Like I stay in a vibe. My brain has learned to stay very present and to let whatever's coming out of my voice like come through. So I stay in a flow. But there are times when I want to get into my head. For example, when my social media director, Sophie, comes to visit me and she's recording me, and for some reason, like her putting the camera on me or her telling me like, hey, I really want to make this video for YouTube. I think it could do well. Like the minute she says, I think it could do well, I want to put it on YouTube, these are the things I want you to talk about, I get in my head about it and I lose my flow. And it's not that I'm confident or not confident. It's more that I get into a place of in my head, worrying about it, overthinking about it. And that's when I get out of my flow. And my flow doesn't mean that I am confident, right? Like I might not even know if it's good or not going, but I'm just being authentic in the moment. I'm just being true to what's trying to come through in that moment, and I'm not judging it. Because confidence really comes from doing something over and over again, knowing the topic very well. As you guys know, I do these podcast episodes on so many different topics. There's no way that I am like a complete expert on all these topics, but what I can do and what I am good at is like getting in flow and staying in flow. And that's why it just comes through. So I can't always look for confidence because then I'll be bored and I'll be stuck on one topic. Like, okay, I'm super confident in intuition. So like we stay there. Like I'm confident in dating. So we stay there. But then it doesn't give me space to express myself in all other places. And then that's not authentic to me. So I can't wait for confidence. I have to look for flow. And I also have to look for what gets me out of flow. So you're not looking for confidence. You're looking for flow. And you want to spot what keeps you in flow, how can you stay in flow, and also what gets you out of flow. Message number 5, in order to unblock the throat chakra, it requires a strong identity shift. So an identity shift means that I'm now identifying as something else. And a person who has a glowy, clear throat chakra is a person who identifies as someone who expresses. So you want to move into a place of like, this is who I am. I'm a person who expresses. I'm a person who talks a lot. I have a lot to say. I have a lot to show. I have a lot to express. And I think in certain environments, we are taught that that is bad, right? But of course, then we want our kids to be like that. We're always looking at our kids and being like, oh, look, like he's dressing the way he wants to and he's making art the way he wants to. Like we applaud that. But for somehow when you become an adult, we don't want to applaud that. We're like, oh, she talks too much. She takes up too much space. She's super out there. And the truth is that, yeah, I mean, you can be super out there and like be doing it to, you know, get attention or whatever. But some people are just expressed people. And we love those people at the end of the day. So we need to move into that identity. Like this is just who I am. I'm an expressed person. I express myself. I understand that the majority of people do not express themselves. I understand that the majority of people are trying to fit in a box and, you know, go by society's rules. I have broken free of that and I have to be okay with that at all times. And I need to identify as that, right? So it's you shifting into this identity of like, sorry, not sorry, but I can't go by those rules. I need to be a person who is fully expressed. I am a person who expresses myself. Like that's the way, that's the energy you want to hold. That's the person you want to be. And you don't do it for any other reason than your own soul's survival. Like in order for your soul to survive in this lifetime, it needs to have that space. So you are allowing it doing that. If not, you shut things down and you go by rules and then your soul has no space in this lifetime and it doesn't really get to be and express itself this lifetime, which means that you're the walking dead, that you're not really existing or yeah, sure, you have a lifetime, but you're not using that lifetime because you're not making space for this soul to express itself. So for the own survival of your spirit, you need to identify as a person that expresses themselves, that a person that is expressed and fully expressed, even if you don't know where it's going to take you. Because why don't we want to live like that? Because it's scary. We don't know where the spirit, where the soul is going to take us. Like the soul acts one way one day and acts another way the next day, and it doesn't go by rules. So it's very scary to follow this kind of wild expression of ourselves. We feel like we can't control it. So it's scary to go that way. But if you are living a soul-led life, if you are dedicated to making space for your soul this lifetime, you do need to make that space and make the decision to be a person who is fully expressed and to identify that way. And that's what really opens the throat chakra. Message number 6, this is kind of a bonus one. This doesn't really have to do much with anything, but I was getting that some of you are like, yeah, but I need to know that my expression is going to add up to money. Like I was getting that some of you are like, no, but I need to know that like if I express myself, I'm going to make money doing it. The reason why you see people that are really expressed making money is because money responds to like self-authority. Money responds to a person who is direct and saying what they want. So not like saying whatever comes to mind, but basically a person that doesn't doubt or doesn't judge how they are expressing themselves, money is very attracted to that. Like money follows that. People give money to people that are flowing that way. It is just, it's a very attractive, remember how we were talking about like you're driving down a highway, you're not going super fast, but you're just not getting stopped a bunch. There's like this momentum and this flow, like people are attracted to that car that just keeps flowing. They're like, man, I keep getting stuck in traffic and I keep stopping, or like I'm speeding out of control, but that car just seems to be flowing. Like I'm attracted to that car. And when we're attracted to something, we typically give money to get access to that car, or to say thank you to that car, or to support that car because we want that car to win. So that's why you have this idea like, oh, I think that if I'm fully expressed, I can make money doing it. Absolutely, yes, you can. But you have to understand why money is responding to that. Like you don't go out and find that money, or like you're not like, oh, I'm gonna express myself this way to get money. You have to understand that living that way is attractive, and money is a way that people show that they're attracted to you. They're like, here, take this money. You attract money into your life when you're living in that flow. So yes, you can make money doing this, but you don't make money because you're thinking about making money, or like you're making some sort of strategic plan to get that money. The money comes to you when you're living that like flow, highway, car life. All right, friends, that's our episode on the throat center. I'm so excited. Leave your comments. Let me know how this landed, where you're at with your own throat center. I'm hoping that it clears up, because it will give you so much in return. And I think you're going to love your life so much more when you're living more authentic and expressing yourself truly. And I'm excited for that. And I'm grateful to be part of your journey. I'm sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.